Yes, you are on 95 BFM with Liv this morning, Glory. Thanks to the Tuning Fork always for supporting us. And I'm very excited because I've got a special guest in the studio now. It's my sister, I just don't even know how to... I just love you so much. It's Lily Catastrophe, guys.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Lily Catastrophe and I'm doing the waves because it's you know, a visual medium, apparently.
Yeah, radio is a visual medium.
Yeah.
Lily, do you want to introduce yourself to the BFM listeners, please?
Kia ora. Hi, my name is Lily Catastrophe. I am a comedian and burlesque performer based down in Te Whanganui, Atara. I'm really excited to be up here doing a season of my show Bottom Surgery at the Basement Theatre this week.
Yeah. And you had your opening night last night. How did it go?
It was absolutely amazing. There were so many lovely people. I got a standing ovation. Auckland is so lovely. I love you, Tamaki Makaurau. I actually grew up here and I've been living down in Pōneke for the last 10 years. So it's really lovely to come home. And perform to a hometown crowd.
That's amazing. It's really special, way. And so I was lucky enough to see the show last night, and I felt so blessed to see it for a second time. And it's a multimedia show. Well, you do comedy, you do burlesque. Can you tell us about some of the other things that are in the show?
Yeah, so I do comedy, I do burlesque, there's storytelling, there's a little bit of poetry, there's a little bit of like circus and singing as well.
I think it was a handstand. I don't remember that from last time.
Secret spoilers.
Secret spoilers, there's a handstand, guys. Yeah, that's awesome. And can you tell me what was your... I know this show has been performed it multiple times over this year, but what was the kind of process of writing the show, and how did you come to this point of wanting to do this show?
So I got bottom surgery in 2023.
Slay!
I kind of started thinking about putting a show together at the end of 2024. And because I had primarily done burlesque up until that point, I had just kind of started dipping my toes into doing more comedy stuff at that point. I was like, oh, I want to do like a variety show with me in it, talking about my story about trying to get bottom surgery through the public health system in Aotearoa, which is a whole thing and a whole part of the show. But I kind of decided that I wanted to do something for Fringe this year because I'd kind of done Fringe a couple of times in 2022 and in 2023. And I was like, I was really excited to put something together. And then it kind of just started, I started writing a solo show and it just kind of came out. Like there was a lot of, I guess because it was based on my own experience, it was actually quite an intuitive process.
Yeah, definitely. And it was all in there and obviously came out super easy.
Yeah.
All these experiences that you've had.
Yeah.
For people that don't know, because I'm sure there's some people listening, what is bottom surgery?
So bottom surgery is gender-affirming surgery for trans women like myself. That's, kind of changing the bits from... an Audi to an innie. That's disgusting. I'm
that's
so
such
sorry.
A good
I
way
hate
of
it. I hate it. But that's what bottom surgery is.
Yeah, I love it. And you mentioned how hellish the public weight system in Aotearoa is for bottom surgery. Do you want to speak about that for you?
Yeah, so I started transitioning in 2019 and then I put myself on the wait list because I'd known that I wanted surgery for my whole life basically, and so I put myself on the wait list as soon as possible, and then I kind of was on the wait list, sitting on the wait list for about 3 years for public bottom surgery. And then I got to a point where I was like filling out these like annual forms that the Ministry of Health gives you to be like, are you still interested? What's your situation? Can we give this to you? And I messaged them and I was like, hey, like just checking, like how long do you think it'll be before you get to me? And they basically came back being like, we don't know. And I was like,
oh my freaking god.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, but like do you know when? I can't remember what it was. It was just a whole lot of like me prodding them for any kind of answers and them not being able to deliver any answers to me. And then I realized that I was not just on a wait list for surgery. I was on a wait list to be seen, to be put on a wait list for surgery. So it was this like whole like double process.
What the hell?
Anecdotally, there was something about 10 to 15 years worth of people waiting. And I, you know, who knows if it has changed in the time that I wrote it, because I wrote this at the end of last year. So even doing it now, the stats are slightly out of date at this point, but you know, it
I freaking it's still not good. Much has changed, you know.
I think it might be worse. Yeah. To be honest.
And shout out Christopher Luxon for that. We love you, babes. But yeah, I think it's a really, what I was thinking about when I was watching your show is, like, trans people have so much shit thrown their ways,
yeah.
And there's so much collective mamai in the trans community, and I was thinking, like, for you, how. Why is it important for you to put on this show? Like, yeah, that's kind of a big question.
Yeah, I think it's important to me to put on the show because I think that quite often we talk about trans healthcare and trans, you know, like trans people more generally in ways that like don't involve any trans person or their actual experience. And quite often people kind of think that it's this really easy thing that people can just do and people are like making these decisions on whims and like, oh, you know, it's just a phase or whatever. And
absolutely.
It's like people, trans folk have to go through so much to be able to get even the most basic version of their own healthcare.
Absolutely. I remember like when I was doing my show, telling people about the length of the wait list and people were shocked and yeah. I was like, did you not know this? Yeah. Like,
you think
you
just
on.
Rocked up and was like, cool, make this happen, and then it just happens. But like, yeah, no. It's so much like paperwork and admin and constant checking in and advocating for yourself
and money
and heaps of money.
Yeah. Which is something we don't have.
No, no.
So if anyone's got like $20, we would love $20.
Love that. Yeah, please just hand it to us in cash.
Yes, cash. I don't want to mess around with this internet banking.
No.
I'm going back to cash. Going back to cash economy.
Cash only.
Yes, I really love your show, Lily. If you're just tuning in, guys, I'm talking to Lily Catastrophe about her show, Bottom Surgery, which is on at Basement Theatre, 6:30 p.m. this whole week at Basement. And I just also wanted to ask you, what is your favorite part of the show? Because I think that's really important. Like, what part of the show you're like, I'm so excited to do this bit?
I think my favorite part of the show is that towards the end of the show, there is this like fake game show that I put on, and it's this like really awkward moment. And it was like, it's basically just someone asking me a bunch of really invasive questions and me trying to deflect and answer as best as I can in a way that's kind of like vaguely polite, because that is the trans experience. That is my favorite part of the show, because when I wrote it, I didn't realize that it would be dark or that people would be confronted by the questions. I was like, this is a tee hee funny moment, hee hee hee, so funny. And then I like showed it to my partner, who is the other person playing, that he's the one who does the voiceover, and he was like, this is really dark.
You're like, I've processed all of this, this is all good.
Yeah. And every night, I think I did it because I did the show in Nelson, I did the show in Dunedin, and I think in Nelson people like were so angry on my behalf.
Wow.
At Callum, Allies. That he was like, I'm gonna just not go out afterwards because I'm scared.
Okay. So is that kind of why he stays backstage and doesn't really show face?
Yeah, he's like, and it's kayfabe, right? Like, it's a little bit of kayfabe. We're like, it's a solo show, but it's not really. But he felt a little bit scared for himself in Fuckatoo. So shout out Nelson. Allies.
Nelson, the city full of allies. Yeah. And the final question I wanted to ask you, do you think trans people are funnier than cis people?
No.
Oh my god, no. That is the perfect response.
No.
Why do you think that? Explain. No, you don't have to explain.
Oh no, I can explain if you want. I think trans folk go through really funny experiences.
Yeah.
But I don't think trans folk are inherently funny.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that vibe. I disagree, but whatever.
All right.
So yeah, guys, can you tell the details about your show again?
Yes.
One last time.
So come to Bottom Surgery. It's on this week from Wednesday through to Saturday. It is at Basement Theatre and the studio at 6:30 p.m.
It's a comedy burlesque show. There's a handstand. There's medical procedures. Not really.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Like, there's a banana.
Thanks, Lily, for coming. It's so good to see you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.